Blackstone Audiobooks presents Ghost Ship by Dietlof Reike. For Rosemary. Part 1. The Bay. First Prologue. The New England woodcarver Jacob Adams was having a lean year, as lean and unprofitable, he thought, as if the devil himself had a hand in it. If Jacob Adams had been born 230 years later, he would simply have thought, "Business is lousy." The first 6 months of 1772 were nearly over, and he'd landed very few orders. Worst of all, no one had commissioned him to carve a figurehead, and figureheads were his specialty. Jacob Adams carved them for ocean-going ships. A figurehead bore the same name as its ship, was mounted below the bowsprit, and gazed out over the vast expanse of ocean ahead. It guided the vessel through dangers of all kinds, and protected it from sea monsters, storms, and pirates. Or so sailors believed. The fact was, sailing ships in those days all too often fell prey to storms and pirates, even, perhaps, to sea monsters, in spite of their figureheads. But was that any reason why Jacob Adams should be short of work? And then, out of the blue, this sea captain had appeared in his workshop, a giant of a sea captain wearing a three-cornered hat and a wasted knee-length coat. "I need a figurehead for my new ship."